The first reading is from Matthew chapter 18. Now then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "How many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found out that his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I cancel all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. And this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Let us hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Yes.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 14. "Now accept the one whose faith is weak, without quarrelling or disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not. And the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? Do their own master, servants, stand or fall? And they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. One person considers one day more sacred than another, another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both dead and the living. Hear then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, 'As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God.' So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to God." Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Welcome back to church. Isn't it nice to be here? What a wonderful Sunday we had last Sunday. John and Helen have not decided that they've had enough and run away. They're just away for this weekend. And so we're using our videos, which were a gift from a colleague of mine, and they're very useful, I think, to allow us to still have our worship this week. And also on the 1st of October, John and Helen won't be here then either, so we use them again. So it allows us to have music without having to crawl through endless YouTube clips looking for the words being big enough and all the rest of it. You know what they're like? They're a little bit on the bottom sometimes. Anyway, it's really great to be here, and it's been really good to have some sunshine, hasn't it? Thank goodness, sunshine. Tell me something. Have you ever been in a position where someone has done something in your life and that person has somehow made their way into your inner being, into your heart, and you find it really, really hard to be in the same room as them? Have you ever been at a time when you've found it really hard, and when you see them, something within you goes, oh. Ah, now here. True, there may be people who have that issue with politicians of all sorts. At the moment, we've got this thing going on with the Voice. You know, the Voice, we've got this referendum coming up. And you can see people choosing sides. And you can see how easy division can come, can't you? There's a thing here that says what Jesus is saying, basically, when especially through Paul in Romans, he says, why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Why do you despise your brother or sister? We'll all stand before the judgment seat of God. The thing is, if we take offense, we build a fence. So when we take offense at someone else and something they've done, and taking offense is different to just being hurt and being upset and angry. But it starts with that, doesn't it? And what happens is that the way I see the world changes. So a friend of mine who is at the moment in hospital, quite ill, her daughter has some issues, and her daughter rang her up and I got a distress call. Daughter rang her up and she answered the phone and her daughter proceeded to abuse her, call her every name under the sun, accuse her of some terribly heinous things. And then hung up. So my friend rang me, and understandably, she was not calm. In fact, she was hurt and angry and crying, and this is not good when you just had a heart attack, and she was in real distress. And the thing is, what she wanted me to do was say to her, yes, you're justified in being angry, and yes, you can hate your daughter. Justified in being angry, yes. Absolutely okay to be angry, but you don't keep your anger. Have you ever been angry enough to hang on to it for a while? Anybody ever upset you that much? And you know what it does? And it's usually anger. Sometimes it's sadness. Something happens and it makes us so sad that it changes how we see the world. Sometimes something happens and it's something which really makes us want to do something about it and it changes how we act. But what it does is it changes how we see the world. Immediately, instead of a loved daughter, my friend saw an enemy. She was so hurt. What she wanted me to do was say, it's okay to curse your daughter. All right, to hit back, she wanted to ring her back and give her a few salvos of her own. You know that feeling? Next time I see him, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. And what it does, see these are 3D glasses, they're cool. You ever seen 3D glasses? The whole world has gone double vision. All of a sudden, everything's fuzzy and it's all different colours. And see, this is what happens if I'm angry and upset at someone, it gets here. And it changes what I see. You know, the king in the story that we read, that Jesus told, the king is a man of great power and he has all of the power in the world. And one of his servants owes him 10,000 denarii. Now, 10,000 denarii is a lot of money. Lot of money. So, you know, I don't know, probably $100,000 maybe, something like that. It's a lot of money. And it would be really, really easy for the king to just say, mate, give us the money. And when the man says, please, 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 no, please give me time. I'll pay it back. Please, for the king to say, no, off you go. Because in those days, what they did was when you didn't pay your money back, they sold you. They sold you, and they could sell your family and they could sell your house to make the money back. And you could end up a slave in someone's house. If they didn't sell you to make the money, they put you into a debtor's prison. And then in prison, you worked hard for everybody and you worked in your prison until the money got paid back. But in debtor's prison, you didn't earn much. $100,000, he was going to die in prison. Now, the king was absolutely within his rights to say, man owes me this much money, I'm going to do this, isn't he? After all, man hasn't paid him back. You're within your rights to say, no, I want to be paid back. But the king had pity on the man. And when the man said, look, I'm sorry, give me time, I will pay you, the king said, okay, I will forgive that. I'll let it go. Then the man goes out and he's been forgiven. Can you imagine? I owed $100,000. That's equivalent to, I don't know, half a Porsche. I bought my first house for $65,000. So it was equivalent to a house a while ago, wasn't it? It's a lot of money. And I don't have to pay it now. Yay, and I'm not going to get sold. Fantastic. And I walk out the door and somebody there owes me $100. And what am I going to do? No, I owe the king $100,000. So I'm going to, I can get $100 off this bloke and I can go straight to him now and give him that $100, can't I? And so I'm sitting there and I'm afraid because the king could change his mind, couldn't he? What if the king changes his mind? I have to give him that money. Oh, I can get this money out of this man and I'm going to act on my fear. And I am going to make him pay me that $100. And you see, you could go to debtor's prison for $10. They could put you in prison for anything. $100, that's a bit more. But this man, instead of forgiving the one that begs him, this man said, please, please, please give me time, I'll pay you back. But no, he's wearing his glasses, you see. He's wearing his fear and he's wearing his anger and he's wearing his pain. And all he can see is a man who owes him money, and that money he can have and he can give to the king, right? That's all he can see. I can't see you. But, so he sends this guy off to prison. He puts him in debtor's prison. $100, and yet he owes $100,000. It doesn't work, does it? King's a bit angry about that. A bit upset. Why is the king upset? Why would the king be upset with this man? After all, he's entitled to get his money back from the person, isn't he? Double standard. Yeah. Why do you think he's upset? He didn't show mercy. Yeah. See, this person had been forgiven, but he wouldn't forgive someone else. And the thing is that when we owe someone a debt, that person has choice whether or not they forgive the debt or whether they want to make us pay, but they can do it with good intention, they can do it with bad ones. In this world that Jesus lived in, the man threw his mate into prison, but everybody saw that it was wrong, and they went to the king. And what did the king do? The king threw the man in prison. Why? Well, see, the thing is, Jesus has died for us, hasn't he? And he, through the death that he gives us, he forgives us what we do wrong. Are we forgiven when we ask for forgiveness from Jesus? Yeah? Yeah? So his blood was shed for us and it cost him, what did it cost him? His life. That's a big amount. So what do we owe him? our life. So when I won't forgive someone else, what am I saying about Jesus forgiving me? Doesn't matter. Yeah. Jesus, I want forgiveness from you. I want forgiveness from you, but I won't forgive that person because they did something wrong to me, and I'm going to be judged. And I'm going to send that person to prison. Do you know what it does? Try walking around in these. Actually, what it does is it doesn't put the other person in prison. They've already made their prison because they've done wrong things. It puts you in prison. Jesus says, if you will not forgive your brother or sister from your heart, you go to prison. Now, it's not prison like our prison with bars and stuff on it. It's a prison in here. And what it does is it keeps us in the filter. It keeps us looking through the glasses. And then you see, now someone's made me angry and I'm carrying the anger around and I'm carrying unforgiveness, like my friend in hospital whose daughter yelled at her and said nasty things, and I'm carrying that. And so I've got these on, and then the nurse comes in to look after me and I have a go at her because I'm looking through these glasses, and because she didn't do exactly what I wanted. And then I have a go at the pastor because the pastor tells me to forgive, and I have a go at this because I'm looking through these. And you know what it's doing? It's turning me into a horrible person. Puts me in my own prison. And then after a while, I don't like myself very much. So I need to not be wearing the glasses. I need to take my filters off. How do you take your glasses off, do you think? Possum with high heels. How do you take your glasses off? You go to Jesus. And what do? When you go to Jesus, yeah, you say, "I'm sorry," but first, you can repent of your sin. But first, you have to acknowledge. You have to realize you've got to forgive that other person. Can't get your glasses off. You can't get out of prison unless you get rid of the pain and forgive. Otherwise, even if you go to Jesus and you say, Jesus, Jesus, oh, I'm really sorry that I got angry at that person, and you stop there, you haven't said, please help me to forgive the other person, have you? And that's what we do. We go to Jesus and we say, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry I got angry. But she did this, this, and this. I'm still wearing them. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry I was nasty to that person, but they did this. Oh, Lord, I got into a big argument with that person, and I'm sorry that I got into the argument, but they said this. It's the buts that belong to these. Are there any buts in your life? Any buts in your life? See, we have beautiful stained glass windows in this church. They're gorgeous. We just thank God for them. And Heather made some great, great biscuits. Did you see these? These are actually gluten-free, by the way. Heather made some great biscuits. They're stained glass window biscuits, but I have a problem. Can you see through them? Not quite. Our filters colour our world. And over time, if you wear a filter of anger, it'll get so thick you won't be able to see through. And then you will find yourself miserable and angry all the time, and maybe you won't even remember where it started. That's where we end up in prison. So we're going to do this together. Now, I have some lovely stained glass window things which were done earlier, which you can colour in if you'd like. they're there for you. So they have some colouring in that you'd like to do, if you'd like to. Make them really pretty. And you know what? Once you've coloured them in, they still won't be very see-through. But that's probably a good thing. It'll remind us that we want to keep our filters clear. But I'm going to give out some pieces of paper. And maybe can one of you give me a hand, because everybody's going to need something to write with. So, and I'm going to give these to everybody, because I'm just going to, while I'm finishing saying what I'm saying, I'd like you to think about what needs to go on this piece of paper. Where are your filters? Where are your filters? So I need someone to hand out some bits of paper, someone to give out maybe a texter or a pencil to people. Maybe texters might be a little bit easier to work with. Can you do that for me? Thank you, girls. Thank you. Everybody, they get a texter and a piece of paper, including me, because I ain't sin-free. I gotta say, I got very angry the other day at this lady's daughter. I got very angry. I wanted to ring her up and have a go at her. And then I talked back to this lady the next day, and she said to me, "I've realized that I can put in a boundary, but I can still love my daughter and I can forgive her." So she's decided she's not answering the phone for a while her daughter is going through whatever she's going through. And she's decided to love her and forgive her. And she's a much happier person now. And I haven't been called 5 times in a day, which is good. Took her a while to work it out. But it does. When we're that hurt. But your filters don't have to be that. How many of you have got yourselves into a place where it's difficult because you're not happy with the choices people are making? You're not happy with what's on television, or you're not happy with what's going on with our voice referendum. If you've got a filter that says that the other side is nasty and we're all clean, you've got a problem. Don't care which side it is. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. That's not my business. You want an A4 sheet? Some things are very clear, but some things are not as clear. Even so, if we start demonizing the other side of whatever argument we're in, what have we just done? We are forgiven people. We are God's people, and we have to make sure we do not carry that offense, because we will build that fence and we'll keep building it if we hold on to it. And the filter will get less and less clear. And then one day, we're in a position where we're actually fighting for something which is not what God wants, because the fence in my heart has got so high, I don't realize that I'm on the wrong side this time. See, the prison has bars we can't see. My goodness me, it'll tire us. Why is this church in so many pieces? Because we took offense at one another. Now, sometimes we stepped apart for a very good reason, because someone was outside biblical warrant. Fair enough. But does it matter whether you get baptized as an infant or baptized as an adult? Not necessarily. However, that split us up. We built fences ourselves. So we're going to spend a little bit of time. I'm just going to ask you to think about this and just sit with it. And as we're doing that, we're going to play a song called Come As You Are. And I'd like you to listen to the heart of God. Feel free to sing along or just listen. And we'll remain seated for this time.